The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the individuals being interviewed and do not necessarily represent those of the Greater Winter Haven Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to It's Happening in the Haven. I'm your host, Brianna Price. Each episode, I get the privilege to speak to the amazing people taking Winter Haven and its surrounding Central Florida area to the next level. We're future-focused, celebrating our entrepreneurial history and leveraging it for our bright future ahead. This podcast is made possible through the generous support of our sponsors who believe in advancing commerce and community here in Winter Haven.
Hey, Winter Haven, it's Anna here. For the next several weeks, you'll be hearing me doing the interviews instead of our lovely host, Bree, while she's out on maternity leave. We'd like to welcome and thank Advent Health for sponsoring Season 7 of our podcast.
Hi, my name is Dr. Paul Williams. I'm a physician with Advent Health. I treat patients with a variety of breast disorders and offer screening services for those without breast problems. At Advent Health Medical Group Mammography at Davenport, patient care is our top priority. That's why our office now offers a new mammography experience using 3D Genius mammography exam and the Brevera breast biopsy system. They offer earlier detection and a faster, less invasive process to complete mammograms and breast biopsies. For more information or to schedule an appointment, please call 863-421-7276.
Hello, hello, everyone. Today, I'm joined by Hap Hazelwood, and we talk about his life in Winter Haven, how he's handled adversity throughout his career, and the time that he and his wife, Chris, spent working for our community. So stick around. Well, welcome to the podcast, Hap.
Well, thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you for many reasons.
Well, I'm really honored that I was asked to be here. Thank you.
Well, this season is about our people, and we can't talk about our people without talking about you, for sure.
You make me blush. Thank you.
Oh, stop. You're a staple of our community, so I'm honored that I get to interview this time.
Yes, I'm excited.
Good, good. Well, before we dive in, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to Winter Haven.
Sure. Well, my given name is Harry W. Hazelwood. I was born in Schenectady, New York, back in 1951.
In where?
In New York, Schenectady, New York, in the dark ages.
Oh, my gosh. I've
never heard of that. I grew up most of my life in Westchester County outside of New York City. Mm-hmm. Then my senior year in high school, my dad was transferred out to Racine, Wisconsin. So I finished my high school education there, my undergraduate work at Carthage College, where I got a BA, and then my MBA at University of Wisconsin, Parkside.
I had no idea about this.
Sure.
Wisconsin's
when I graduated
beautiful.
From undergraduate school in 73, I started to work at the First Wisconsin Bank up in Milwaukee. I was on their management training program. And so I was a banker from early on, and then had the opportunity to come to Barnett Bank in 1985 as their senior commercial lender. So that kind of brought me and the family down here in 1985. And then in, I think it's January of 88, that didn't work out at the bank. We can talk about that later. So I started my own consulting practice called Hazelwood Business Consulting, mm-hmm. where I helped become a part-time chief financial officer for business owners and managers to how to improve their financial performance and do budgeting and planning. And that's worked out great. One of my early clients was Bud Strang
their
Record storage business in Auburndale, and also the W.G. Rowe family. And as things developed over the years, Bud needed someone to go full-time. So in the early 2000s, I went full-time with Bud at 610 as their CFO.
And that's where you retired, right?
That's where I retired in the end of 18, yes.
Retired in quotations.
Yes, retired,
I know
retired from a paying job.
Yes. I know you and your lovely wife, Chris, are still very busy people.
Yes, well, we just feel so blessed to be able to try and give back to the community and try and help people.
I love that. You guys are just wonderful. But we'll talk about that later as well.
Right.
I did not realize that you lived in Wisconsin for so long.
Yes, I'm a cheesehead, so I'm a Packer fan.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
still a Yankees fan from growing up in New York.
Well, of course, of course. But the Packers, for sure. I love Wisconsin. I got to travel a lot there with my previous job, and it's just so beautiful.
It is. We love to go back there and visit in the summer,
not in the winter. Yeah, no, not in the
winter.
We
don't miss the shoveling of snow at all.
I don't blame you. I was up once in that area, in beginning of May, late April, and it was still snowing. And I said, no. It's beautiful in the fall.
Yes.
But that's awesome. Awesome. So I also want to kind of give a shout out because you worked at Barnett Bank.
Yes.
At a time where my mom actually worked at Barnett Bank.
Yes, I know your mom.
Yes, you do know my mom. And she has such fond memories of you. We were actually talking about you recently because, you know, like half of my office is pregnant. So we were talking about how, oh, this happened when my mom was pregnant. They used to go get milkshakes all the time. Like literally every day, her doctor told her she had to get milkshakes and said, Hap, let her.
At Andy's Igloo, if
yes,
I remember.
Yes, yes, that is correct. That is correct. So that is so funny.
Yeah, so would you like to hear the story about Barnett?
I absolutely would. Stop.
So when I came here, I was the senior vice president in charge of commercial lending on the east side of the county. Back then, banks were organized by chartered by county instead of, and then you belonged to a holding company for the state. And so branch banks were only allowed within the county, and you couldn't have a branch outside of your state. So we had Barnett Bank of Polk County at the time. And then 2 years later, I was promoted to senior vice president of all commercial loans, so I moved my office to Lakeland. And then in just before the end of 1987, there was a big scandal that hit the whole community called Stephen Smith with SH Oil and Gas Exploration, which turned out to be a big Ponzi scheme. So he was one of my top customers.
Oh my gosh.
And so I offered to resign from the bank because the bank took a large loss. And they said, no, that wasn't necessary. But 2 weeks later in early January, came into my office and they said, well, it's time for you to leave. And I said, okay, that's fine.
Oh my gosh.
So, but back then the newspaper came out, the news chief in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. So I got home and all of a sudden the newspaper comes and says, Hazelwood and this other officer from the bank fired from Barnett Bank. So I went through that trauma of being publicly kind of ostracized. So the next thing I did is I called the FBI the next day, spent the whole day with them kind of going through everything because the scandal not only involved the bank, but there were so many great people in Winter Haven that invested in SH Oil.
Yeah.
And so eventually over time, the bank got sued. I was a witness and just did all I could to be totally honest. I wasn't upset at the bank because they had a job to do. I didn't appreciate the publicity
by
the way it was handled.
Yeah.
But they did their thing, and it turned out to be really one of the best things that's ever happened to me.
That is such a like positive way to think about that. How did it take you a while to get to that kind of mind frame, or was that kind of the mindset that you had this entire time?
It did take a little bit of time. I had the opportunity to stay in banking with another bank, and then frankly, being a Christ follower, I kept praying about it, and it really just came to me, you need to start your own business.
Yeah.
And so I started my own business, and one of the reasons I think the hand of God was just slapping me in the face, just saying, look, you're doing really well at the bank, but you're working 6 days a week.
Yeah.
You're going in early, you're working late, you're not spending time with your family. And so by starting my own consulting practice, which became successful, I was able to coach baseball and watch soccer games and do the concession stand and things like that as my children grew up. So that's why I say it really turned out to be a true blessing.
Yeah.
And then, of course, having the relationship that developed with Bud and 610 just turned out to be perfect.
That's awesome. I'm so glad that, you know, everything worked out because we are so fortunate to have you in our community and being so involved as you are.
Well, I think it's something that, you know, everyone goes through adversity, and I think part of the challenge is how you handle the adversity, and I just kept my faith strong and just knew that God had a plan, and I was going to try and listen to that plan. I don't always listen, but I try.
I feel that. Now, what was your favorite thing about working for 610 and kind of, you know, being involved with 610 for so long and seeing where it is today?
Yes, that's a really great question. Well, first of all, it's the people. Bud Strang and his dad, Carl, were two of the original founders, along with Kerry Wilson and Joe Bogdan. Mm-hmm. And when I really went full-time with them, 610 wasn't the real estate giant that it is today, but they also had other operating companies. We had operating business up in Tallahassee and in Auburndale we still have and so forth. But one of the things that was so key is that they really had a long-term vision of how to try to reinvigorate downtown. And I can't tell you how many times they flew all over the country looking with experts, talking with them about how do you do this right? How do you make a generational difference? And because they're from here, their objective is not to build it up and sell it. Their objective is to make a generational difference by making downtown the coolest downtown in Florida. And the research shows that when that is successful, and I think it's showing signs of being successful, that that raises the water of all the real estate in the area by at least 10%. So whether you live in downtown or you live somewhere close to Winter Haven, because of a vibrant downtown, that really helps lift everybody up. So I'm just excited to be a part of that.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hello, I'm Greg Littleton, President and CEO of Citizens Bank and Trust. As a family-owned community bank, the strong business model developed by our founders has remained solid for over 100 years to work with customers who live and operate within our market. Our employees work closely with customers to get to know each one by name. We support local organizations that provide important programs and services for the betterment of our community. In addition, our team also gives back to local nonprofits by volunteering thousands of hours each year to a variety of organizations. If you're looking for a bank with people who treat you like family, consider you and your financial needs the number one priority, and most of all, provide you stability and commitment for the long haul, then I invite you to stop by any of our conveniently located offices or visit us at citizens-bank.com to learn more. At Citizens Bank and Trust, we're proud to be your bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now, what is your favorite part about Winter Haven itself, especially after, you know, you said the trauma, everything that happened? What made you want to stay and continue being here and working here and living here?
Yes, well, it's really all about the people. I mean, my wife and I just truly enjoy being in Winter Haven. She's from Ohio originally, so we both enjoy listening to the snowstorms up north and having to go shovel. But it's really all about the people. We run into so many people that are just so kind and giving and really trying to help people that need a hand up. And that's one of the reasons we volunteer for so many of the not-for-profits that we do. We're just trying to help people have a better life.
That's awesome. Now, you are involved in so many nonprofits, like the Winter Haven Chamber, for example.
Yes.
Right now, you are capital campaign committee chairperson.
Co-chair. Yes, co-chair with Steve Crispin. Yes.
Yes. So I've been having the pleasure of seeing you once a month at our board meetings.
Yes.
But you also are really involved in Habitat for Humanity, Meals on Wheels, Celebrity Lip Sync Battle. You've done that before. Relay for Life. I mean, how do you manage all of it?
Well, and Heart for Winter Haven.
Yes.
Angels Care Center of Eloise, a not-for-profit free medical clinic in Eloise, and Project Love. And then also involved with Relay for Life. My wife is on the board of the American Cancer Society. So we just feel that we've tried to select not-profit organizations that we feel can make a difference in the community, and then try to use our skill set that God's given us. Mine's numbers. You know that I'm a numbers guy.
Yes, you are.
So if I can try and help them improve, help them in fundraising to improve, that we're just trying to give back and help as much as we can.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I know you've talked a little bit about why you're just so passionate about the people and the community and different things like that. Is that truly what kind of inspired you to get involved in all of those different things as well?
Yes, and really, I was blessed in banking, my whole career in banking. Every bank I worked for encouraged you to be involved in, whether it was Junior Achievement, March of Dimes, or United Way, to get involved. And when I was with Barnett, they encouraged me to be in leadership class 7. So I was in class 7.
Oh, yeah.
Way long ago. And so I think that was part of the thing. But we've always been involved in our church and trying to select those things that we can really go all in on. I don't want to really be on a board just to say I'm a member of this board.
Absolutely.
I want to get involved and I want to try and help and make a difference. And everything has a season. So my time at Habitat, I've been involved with them for like over 20 years. And now that season's coming to a close off the board and as treasurer or whatnot. But they're doing a tremendous thing. And again, it's a faith-based organization, just like Heart for Winter Haven's faith-based. So is Angels Care and Project Love. So we kind of tend to look at those that may be faith-based and try to help them as well.
And I know you guys, with all of the things that you're involved with, have basically a full-time job again.
Yes, we do. But we just feel that we're blessed to be able to try and do that. And we'll try and do that as long as we can and as long as we can be effective in helping.
That's amazing. Well, like I said, we're so fortunate to have you. So thank you.
We're
you
and Chris. We're blessed to be here. We really are.
And because of this dedication that you have, you were awarded the Banker's Cup Citizen of the Year Award last year.
I know. What blew my mind away. I just can't believe that I was the best candidate selected, but very honored and humbled.
Of course you were.
Oh, I was just honored and humbled because the volunteer work that my wife and I do, we don't do it to get awards. We just do it because mm-hmm. we think God's asking us to do that. And so it's nice when you get that and just to be honored by mm-hmm. Your fellow people that you've worked so closely with, and especially through the chamber. I mean, I just love the chamber. It's so near and dear to my heart, and it being past chair mm-hmm. In 2016, I think it was, just was really one of the highlights of my career. So I've really enjoyed my time here.
That's amazing. Were you surprised that day? You had all your family there.
It was amazing.
Well, I
didn't see any of them.
Oh, no!
since we used to own Laster Flowers, my wife, Chris, is usually asked to put on the boutonnieres for the
yes.
past presidents
mm-hmm.
and chairs that come in.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're doing that night and everything's just normal, and all of a sudden somebody comes, okay, time to go sit down. And we said, well, we still have a couple boutonnieres. That's okay, just go. So, okay, so we said, I had no clue that my family was there. It was just a total surprise. And then I saw a lot of people from the Habitat Board coming mm-hmm. in. I'm going like, well, that's nice they're here. We have a new executive director, Mark Ferreira, and he was there. I go, well, that's really nice. Okay. Never put it together. Never put it together.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's what we hope. Some people do put it together.
Oh, no,
so
no idea.
That's what we hope, that it's a surprise.
It was great. Thank you.
Well, good. You deserved it. So we are happy to celebrate you anytime.
And I followed my wife because she was the woman of the year.
Yes, she was.
2 years earlier.
She
so
was.
Now we have two Banker's Cups in the house.
Are they prominently displayed as soon as you walk in?
They are.
Oh.
And I have to tell you that hers is larger than mine.
No kidding.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm sorry about that.
But that's the way it should be. Because without her, I wouldn't be here. So.
That's amazing. Well, tell me a little bit about your family. I know you guys have a huge family between the two
of
you.
We do. This is our second marriage. So between us, we have 7 children, and so far just 19 grandchildren.
Wow.
And all of them were over for Easter last week, except one grandchild. So we had 18 grandchildren and
that's amazing.
All the other 7 children and so forth. So we just had a great time. I think it was 50-some people at the house.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. And everyone's doing well. Almost everyone lives locally. 5 of the families live locally. One lives in Orlando and one up in Jacksonville. So
awesome.
We do get together as often as we can. So
that's amazing.
Yes.
That definitely probably keeps you busy as well.
Yeah. What's that?
That keeps you busy as well.
Oh, yes, it does. And unfortunately, Chris is the organized one. So for all the birthdays and stuff, she's organized on it, has it, it's time to send out so-and-so's birthday card. And so, okay, let's do it.
So, I'll just sign it.
And getting ready for Christmas, she's on that in July. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, it's fun.
Good. Well, kind of my last question. Your name is Harry, but you go by Hap.
Yes.
Can you tell me about that?
Sure. The story goes that when I was born, I had a cleft lip, so I couldn't, I didn't look that well, I guess, or whatnot. It took a while until I could do the surgery. But my parents said all throughout that I was still a happy baby. So they just said, we'll have to name you Hap.
That's amazing.
And so it stuck with me.
For this whole time?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Does it feel weird when people call you Harry?
Yes, I know I'm in trouble. If someone calls, especially if Chris calls me Harry, I know I've done something. So.
That's so funny.
But yeah, so it's just a nickname that has stuck. And I know when you get those non-solicited calls and they ask for Harry, I know that's not someone that knows me.
Exactly. That's probably good for all the spam calls that we get.
Yes.
Every day.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, is there anything else that you want Winter Haven to know about you?
Well, both my wife and I are cancer survivors. I had prostate cancer back in 96, and she's had breast cancer now for the third time. So we started our own not-for-profit called Your Polk County Hub, and its objective right now is to help people going through cancer as well as caregivers. So we have a monthly ROSE class where we offer non-clinical support, whether it's drawing or just chatting. And the other thing that we're doing, my wife has put together something we call a hug in a box. So it's a hug for anybody going through chemotherapy. It has like the beanie that you don't know that you'll need till you lose your hair.
Mm-hmm.
It has the wristband to help with nausea. It has a coloring book. It has information from American Cancer Society. Just something that we put together through our board and whatnot, and we give those away free to Central Florida Healthcare, Bond Clinic, other people, and you can order it if you know someone that's going through chemotherapy and you want to send them something instead of flowers from Lassiter Flowers, or you could send that in addition to Lassiter Flowers. You can contact your Polk County hub, and we can make arrangements to send it to them.
That's awesome.
So,
if there's how can people get involved in that? How can we best support you guys in this endeavor?
Yes. Well, the main number would be to call my wife at her cell, which is 863-412-6865. But we also have a website, yourpolkcountyhub.net, and you can contact us there. But we'd love to hear from you, and especially if you know someone that's getting ready to go through chemo or has just started it, we'd be glad to try and help them out.
I know it can be a really tough process. So
absolutely.
That's so amazing that you guys are providing that support for people, for sure.
Super. Well, we're glad to do it. Chris and I feel that we're both very blessed to be able to try to give back and to use those unique skills that God's given us. And, and they're all of equal importance to God. And to try and give back and give fellow man a hand up and just ask everybody to step back, take a look at what extra time they may have, try and get involved in a not-for-profit. I know the Endeavor has a program of training you to go on a not-for-profit board, which I highly encourage you to do, because when you get on a not-for-profit board, that way you can serve and be more meaningful to helping them succeed in their mission. So I just ask everyone to step back and take a look. What more can you do to help Winter Haven?
Yes, it's called Endeavor Serves, and we have a wonderful finance teacher, Mr. Hap Hazelwood himself.
Well, maybe so.
Yes. He won't toot his own horn, but I will.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yes, it's so much fun. I did it last year, and it is really helpful because, you know, you don't really know what is involved in serving on a board until you do it. So we try to give you all the tools that we can to make sure that you're successful.
From a number of the not-for-profits that we're engaged with, finding board members that want to get engaged and can really not just attend a board meeting and then come next month and what's to review. So it's really important, and that's why I urge people to find their niche. What are they passionate about? Is it medical? Is it housing? Is it homelessness? Is it food? Whatever it is, and search out those not-for-profits that are engaged in those particular sectors, and then get on the board and go all in.
That's awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Hap, for being with us today.
Oh, it's been my
pleasure.
I always
love talking to you, so
well,
I'm
you.
Glad.
I enjoy you too, and say hi to your folks for me.
I will. I will. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
The Low Payment Kings at the Mahalik Auto Group are very proud and excited to be sponsoring another season of the Winter Haven Chamber Podcast. Hi, it's Ralph Mahalik Jr., the Low Payment King. I just want to remind everybody that the Low Payment Kings are four stores here in Polk County: Alfa Romeo Fiat of Winter Haven, Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Winter Haven, Lake Wales Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Posner Park Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat. And we look forward to serving you and saving you more here in 2023. We have 1,700 vehicles in stock and incoming, so we can get you satisfied today or in the near future. We're very proud of our five-star team and all the clients that we've satisfied in 2022 and over the last 57 years with the Low Payment Kings Mahalik Auto Group. We look forward to satisfying you soon, too, in all departments. New and used vehicle sales, service, parts, maintenance, recalls, body shop, collision center, and a whole lot more. We're proud of all the community work we do with various charities and community events throughout Polk County. And the Low Payment Kings are very proud to be part of the fastest growing county in the state of Florida. That's Polk County. When you have time, please like us on all our social media pages and check out lowpaymentkings.com, where you can get pre-approved for your car, truck, van, or SUV, schedule a service appointment, look at our career opportunities at all of our stores, and even get pre-approved for your loan or lease. Again, visit lowpaymentkings.com, call us toll-free soon, and like us on all our social media. God bless you and your family, and I wish you everyone the best of luck in 2023.
Thank you to Hap Hazelwood for being today's guest.
Be sure to tune in every week to It's Happening in the Haven, available on all your favorite podcasting platforms. To learn more about Winter Haven and the Chamber, visit winterhavenchamber.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We hope you've learned a little bit about our community today and even more about the people who are shaping its future. After all, no true community exists without the people who form it. Winter Haven. Some call it a haven, we call it home.